Hello, 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 and welcome back to A Splash of Balderdash. I'm Victoria.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Brianna.
And today we are talking about personalities because we all find fascination with why we are the way we are. Kyle, Brianna, and I just took the Enneagram test prior to this call, but we had also explored a little bit about what that test was prior to this as well. But Brianna knows the most.
I have become very obsessed with overall what personality tests look like. Like Myers-Briggs was a very big thing for a while, especially in the business world and figuring out how you fit into teams. From there, there's been evolutions in personality tests and different types and flows that you can figure out. I've done DISC personality tests, things like that. And one of the things that recently has become a lot more popular is the Enneagram test. And essentially what the Enneagram test is, it breaks down your personality into 9 different sections. So you take a test, and I believe it's around 50 questions or so, and it will tell you your biggest category, what those strengths are, and it gives you a name. So I'm going to run through the names, and then we can talk a little bit more about our specific titles and numbers. So the first number is number 1, the reformer. So it can also be known as the rational idealistic type. So they're principled, purposeful, self-controlled, and they're really a perfectionist. So type number 2 is called the helper, or the caring interpersonal type. They're demonstrative, they're generous, they're people-pleasing, and oftentimes possessive. The third category is the achiever, and that's the person who's very success-oriented and pragmatic. So they're adaptive, excelling, driven, and they're very image-conscious. So going down to the fourth one, we have the individualist. They're sensitive and withdrawn, so they're typically expressive, dramatic. They get labeled as self-absorbed and temperamental oftentimes. We have in the fifth category the investigator, and that's the intense type. So they're perceptive, they're also innovative, they're a little bit secretive, and also isolated. So 3 more, we have number 6 being, or 4 more rather, number 6 being the loyalist, and they're the committed and they're security oriented. So they're engaging, they're responsible, but they're oftentimes anxious and suspicious. You have the enthusiast, which is the busy, fun-loving type, who is spontaneous, versatile, distractible, and scattered. We have the challenger, who is our 8th type, as the powerful and dominating type. So they're self-confident, decisive, willful, but they're oftentimes also labeled as confrontational. And then lastly, we have the peacemaker, who is easygoing, and they're receptive, reassuring, agreeable, and complacent. So there are positives and negatives to each of these, and we haven't talked about the results of these at all. So I'm curious to see, Victoria and Kyle, what did you get as your main type?
You want to go first, Victoria?
Sure. So I took this a few weeks ago. Brianna and I were like chatting over text, and so now I took it again and my results flip-flopped. So my 98% match is 8, the challenger. So in online, or the website that we use for this, the description says, 8 sees themselves as strong and powerful and seek to stand up for what they believe in. So Brianna's definition went into more depth, but my 94% match was 4, the individualist. Something that stuck out to me, though, Brianna said someone who's reserved, which I thought was funny because I don't really find – I don't think I'm very reserved. But I do think it's – I do buck the status quo quite often. I, like, hate the status quo. So those two are definitely very, like – I'm very emotional, emotive, deep thinking, and definitely the challenger. Like, I – especially, like, in business – I mean, in life – but also in business, I found that like I hate businesses that are run on like old school traditional values, and no one like knows why they're still doing things that way. So yeah, what did you get, Kyle?
Yeah. Well, first, I think it's interesting because the two that were your strongest were two of my three weakest. So I guess, like, I don't know, maybe I'm more traditional and, but I still, at the same time though, like, I do feel as though things should change at some point. Things need to change with the times. You need to change to adapt. So I don't know. I think that's interesting that it was so weak. So before I tell you guys what my top two are, the first one is a 98% match and the second one is a 92% match. I have a third that's a 91% match, but I'll, So I'll focus on like those three, but do you guys have any guesses knowing what you know about me as to what my strongest suit is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What do you think?
You go first.
I don't know if this is your strongest, but I think it's going to be in the top three. I think 9, the Peacemaker, will be in the top three. Brianna, what do you think?
I kind of think the Reformer will be one of yours because you're very rational. But I could just not know you.
Yeah. Which one's the Reformer? Is that one?
Number one.
Yeah. I don't think that the one we...
Okay. So...
Oh, it's called Perfectionist on this one that we
took. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no worries. Okay. So my top 98% match is 2, which are like basically I just want to help people and make others feel loved and belonged, but also I'm very so I guess it's more like I don't know, but there is a huge negative to that is that sometimes you can give too much and you don't focus enough on yourself. But my second strongest is 3, which is the Achiever at 92%, and that's around again being like admired by people, being conscious of your public image, wanting to be successful, which I think makes sense. I want to help others and be perceived that way, right? Like, so I guess those two kind of work together. And then close behind that 3, which was my 92% match, the Achiever, was 91% match, the Peacemaker. So you got one, Victoria. So these all, like, I feel like they all work together. Like, I can see how they all interlock and make sense. The Giver, Peacemaker, Achiever. So yeah, so I definitely, like, I see myself as someone who, I don't know, gives a lot, wants to be perceived as such, and like wants to keep the peace and make people happy. And I think I need to work more on, like, I don't know, I guess we'll focus on weaknesses later. I'll let Brianna go into her strengths first, and then we can always, as we usually do, or as I usually do, after focusing on strengths, I'm like, all right, what am I bad at? So.
Yep.
So I have sort of an interesting one, because I will say the first time I took this test, I got my highest as a type 2. I was a type 2, which is the Giver, with a wing 3, which is the Achiever. I think that was well over 2 years ago now that I took that. I think I've grown a little bit as a person and my personality has shifted a little bit more. At 98% match, I am a type 3. So
yeah, duh. That's predictable.
I see that.
Right now in my life, I am very focused on achieving a lot. Like, I have joked with my friends that I want to be a CEO. Like, that is the whole goal of my life at this point. And there's like buckets of things that I'm trying to do to make that into a reality. So I completely understand why right at this moment in time, I am 98% a 3. At a 90% match, I am a Challenger. And I think this is very closely related to what I do for a living. So for those who don't know, I am a professional sorcerer. So I buy things for a living, and coming along with that is a lot of negotiations and contracts and all that fun stuff. So my day to day is typically fighting with suppliers on getting better pricing. So I can also understand why a Challenger would be who I am. And a lot of my role at the company that I'm with has been challenging what they're doing to try and find better and easier solutions. So that, again, makes sense for what I'm doing right now, and I think makes a lot of sense for my life. And that an 81% match, so a huge drop, I am most aligned with the giver. So it's interesting to see that in 2 years or so, I have shifted so much from a type 2 so strongly to a wing 3 to now it looks like a type 3 wing 2, because how this works is that it just, you wing to the number above or below. So whatever you are most...
Oh, that's what you mean by wing.
Yep. Whatever you are most alike, you would wing above or below it.
Wait, okay. Hold on. Whatever you are most like. Okay, I don't understand, because like mine is an 8 and a 4, but you just said you're supposed to wing one number below or one number above?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, because I have an 8 and a 4.
So, yeah, the traditional test just goes on what is closest to you, because like Kyle was saying, his 2 align so much. So he's a type 2 wing 3. What is typical is that you'll find 2 numbers very close together. It's interesting that your numbers are so far apart. Like, that's not something that I've typically heard out of the Enneagram test.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So yeah. But I think there was a question that was like, I don't know, something about being complex. And I was like, yeah, I'm a mystery person. I feel like, but I think you're right, Brianna. I think you grow so much in your, I mean, we're all in our 20s. Like, you grow so much. I feel like I was a completely different person even a couple of years ago, you know?
Right.
I feel like I have the most like strong, the strongest numbers of like the things that people don't want to be.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Like, being an individualist is not a negative thing at all. Like, you live life authentically, and I think like we need individualists. We need people to stand out and question things, and people who are unique and give unique ideas, you know?
Yeah, that one. But I think, I don't know, the challenger is like, I know people who challenge in like a very aggressive and like territorial way. And I don't appreciate that. I feel like I have like a softer side than that, but I don't know.
I would agree.
Right now we have a lot of challengers in the world, you know, we have a lot of people standing up and like putting people in their place, you know, online and stuff mostly. But I feel like I'm someone who's like, I'm not just going to like put someone in their place at the cost of like a relationship. Like, I feel like I like to help people see perspectives like that I'm seeing, or educate them in a way that I've just recently been educated. Like, I don't like to do it in like an aggressive way, you know?
That's fair. Yeah. And so maybe it's interesting that like challenger and peacemaker are right next to each other at 8 and 9. Because you wouldn't think that those two, like your whole wing thing, Brianna, like, I wouldn't think, like, maybe Victoria is like a hybrid of those two, where like she wants to challenge things, but she also doesn't want to, she doesn't do it in a way that's disruptive, right? Or
but
I don't know.
The funny thing like, about that is actually I'm the lowest percentage on peacemaker. I think just because I don't sacrifice like my own personal happiness for like the peace of others that often. I like to make, I don't know, it's hard, that sounds selfish, but I feel like I am selfish because like I am in my 20s and like I don't have that much to like have to sacrifice for yet, because, you know, I don't have kids and I don't know. That sounds really bad, but I do feel like I want people to be at peace with each other, and like I want people to get along, but I also like, I just don't like, I don't like stupid people. So I don't know. I like to challenge people who like, especially people who are just like really set in their ways and have never like explored another perspective. Like, I do analyze things from all angles. That was one of the questions. I analyze a lot, and I really do. Right now though, I think we live in a very like, our world is very, is dichotomous a word? Like, there's a dichotomy, I think, in people's perspectives in, you know, this pandemic, in politics. Like, it really does feel so split. Like, you're either like far to one side or you're far to the other. And it's a really hard time, because I'm used to being someone who sits like not in the middle per se, but I'm someone who tries to like, I need to understand, like, please teach me to understand where you're coming from. I think that's fascinating to see someone else's perspective. I mean, it's sort of like having, like I said in the last, you know, episode, having a fascination with med school because I didn't go to med school and it's not where my, how my brain works. I just like seeing other people's perspectives. But right now in our world, I do feel like it's hard because as a challenger, you're constantly challenging, but it's, there's such a dichotomy in people's opinions that it's harder to be like, teach me your ways. Let's make peace. Cause there's just a lot of volatileness.
I also think that it's an aggressive title of the challenger. Like this description, as someone who, that's my second highest. So I think that the title, and this is something that I have struggled with a lot throughout my life, is that I have always been someone who's really driven and really like, I don't know the right word for it, but it's been like something that has come up a lot. Like dominant does not need to be a bad thing. And it oftentimes gets a negative connotation. So I think the title, The Challenger, has a negative connotation to it, but it shouldn't, because without it, we would all be complacent.
Yep. And I think to Kyle's point, Brianna, like, I honestly feel like that's why I like love you so much, just because, no, seriously, I think that I like you. So, I just don't like many people. Like I just don't have tolerance for people for a long time, but I always have tolerance for you because you are so pragmatic in the way that you challenge something, or like, I don't know, you're just, you have a very confident air about you, but not
in you.
You never have a confident air that comes off as arrogance. And I think that's a very, that's a wonderful skill to have, where you tout what you know, but you're very sensitive in making sure that everyone feels like they have a place at the table. And I think that is a very mature, emotionally mature place to be, and not many people have mastered that.
Well, that's, thank my you so much. And I would say the same thing about you.
Yes, you have welcome.
You have a really great way of explaining your points. This is just going to be that We Love Each Other podcast. no, but you are not someone who I feel like preaches a point to me. You make sure it's well explained, it's well thought out, and I don't ever feel like I have a conversation with you where I walk away and feel like, wow, like she's really belittling me and how I feel. Like it's always, this is how I'm feeling about a situation and this is why. And it's always really well thought out, and it tells the story that you need to tell in a really wonderful way. So I think being a challenger is not a bad thing. It's really the type of leaders that we need in the world, because we do need to challenge the status quo, and we need to make sure that there is change to progress and move forward.
Totally. And
we also
I think
love you, Kyle.
That,
I'm so sorry.
no, I don't need it. I'm good. I love that you guys were all loving each other. I think the way you described it, Victoria, is really accurate, like a confident air. That's definitely something I attribute to Brianna. And if I had to guess before you even shared, I would have imagined that challenger and achiever kind of fit that description the best. But yeah, all that being said, I'm interested also to see what each of us had the least compatible match with, percentage-wise and like description-wise, because I think I want to know like if you guys agree with it, if you have a problem with it, and kind of like how low did you match with your lowest attribute?
Oh, good point.
Do you want to go first,
Kyle? Go ahead. You can tell us yours.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So I had two that were by far the lowest. So my highest was 98%. My lowest was 45%. I'm interested to see like if one of you had like a 12% match, that'd be really interesting. But yeah, so 45 and 47 were my two lowest by far. And 47% match is the individualist. So I guess I answered a lot of questions where it's like, I consider myself to be, have a lot of unique tendencies, or to be strange, or I don't know what exactly, I forget what would be attributed to that, but I don't think of my, and I'm not like bashing on myself here, but I don't think I'm like the most unique person or like that I really stand out. I don't know if I want to stand out necessarily. I think I live life authentically, but I don't think there's a ton about me that's like, whoa, Kyle is so mysterious and entrancing because of his individualism. But so that's 47%. And then the 45% match was the investigator. And it says, the description is, you're more comfortable with data than people, which is not good because I work with data or data. And that's my entire job. So that's not great. That's my lowest match at 45%. But yeah, those are my two. I don't think I really disagree with either of them necessarily. I'm not super analytical from a personality mm-hmm. standpoint. I have to do it for my job. But yeah, I don't know. I like to understand people, but I don't really do it in the investigative type of way. I don't know. What about?
So it's super. Yeah, it's super interesting that you say that because I had the exact two that were my lowest as well. At 45%, it's the individualist. Is my lowest score, or my second lowest score. And I think the questions that set it up are why I personally did not select the answers, because it was like, people will think I'm weird. It had those sorts of tones to it. And I think I'm sort of weird, but I don't think that on the surface people would know that about me.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think my Yeah, like when you get to know me, like, yeah, I'm quirky, like I'm a little weird. Like, don't get me wrong, I watch Keith Eats the Menu to fall asleep every night. That's a weird thing about me. But like, that's not something when you meet me as like, oh, Brianna Zielinski. Like, I don't think the first impression is, oh, weird girl.
Yeah.
So I think it was the phrasing again. But I completely agree with you. Like, I think I live life authentically, and maybe I'm not super attuned to my emotional experience, which is the other section of the individualist. I think I'm pretty like even keel with emotions most of the time. So maybe that's why, because there were a lot of questions that also related to you feel things very deeply. And I can't name a time where I'm like, oh, I can empathize to a point, but it's not something that I know people who can carry that with them
right.
for the rest of the day.
I think that's like such an incredible strength though.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. Like, I wish I was more of an empath and could like, maybe that's not the right phrasing. I don't wish I was an empath, because I know that's like a really difficult burden to live, but that's an incredible journey in life. To be able to feel so deeply that you feel other people's pain and can like really relate to them. I think that's like a really beautiful life journey. And then the investigator was a 44% match, which like really breaks my heart, because like, oh, I played Nancy Drew for so long, guys. Like, for real, I wanted to be an FBI agent. What the heck? if I were looking at this, I genuinely think that my boyfriend would be a type 5 based on this description. Is fives seek understanding and knowledge and are more comfortable with data than people. Like, that's Dan to a T. Dan will oftentimes ask me questions that I don't know the answer to. And if I don't immediately Google them, he's like, you're going to go the rest of your life without knowing the answer of who invented bread, and you're okay mm-hmm. with that?
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, yeah, dog. Like, I still get to eat bread. Like, things will still be fine. So maybe it's just showing that we're a good match because we even each other out, where I would say Dan is not a challenger, right? Like, Dan is the least confrontational person that I know. So I'm there to confront for him, I guess. Like, I think we balance each other in the sense of the Enneagram test, which is kind of cool.
So you and I had the same low scores, right, Brianna?
Correct.
At almost the same percentages.
Correct.
That's interesting.
Kyle, we're like basically the same person.
Well, you had slightly different strengths. You're a little bit more
aggressive.
To boil it down to like literally the stereotype around it. Like, you're a little bit more aggressive, and like, I probably the right word is confident. You have a lot more confidence than I do when it comes to like, I don't know, standing up for what you believe in, or like, I'm sure in the workplace and what you do, you have a little bit more confidence. But I think, yeah, we definitely do have similar tendencies and similar I don't want to call it weaknesses associated with this, but like, right. Our personalities are somewhat similar but different in their own way. And I think it's interesting too that, like, so you and I each had the individualist as one of our weakest points, but that was one of Victoria's strengths, or
yeah,
most compatible matches. So I'm interested to hear, Victoria, what your quote unquote weaknesses were.
Yeah. I honestly really do agree with mine, and I know why I scored low based on the description. So my lowest was 41% match.
Whoa.
Is that the lowest of anyone
so
far?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so that was 9. So it's called the Peacemaker, but then the description goes on to say, 9s like to keep a low profile and let the people around them set the agenda. I do not like to do that. I like having control. I like can't stand when I'm like have to be following someone else's itinerary or like someone else's, like, it's not necessarily always true, but like for the most part, I like to have control. I think that's a lot of the reason sometimes, like, Lucas is not really like necessarily a cook, but if I hated cooking, I think we would have like learned to live together and cook sort of 50-50. But I really like having control and knowing what like I'm eating for dinner. Like I like setting that agenda. Like, I, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's like a good example.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I just don't like sitting in the background. Like, I'm just too – I have such strong opinions on literally everything. Like, I don't feel indifferent to most things. So that makes sense. And then the other one was 54% match, and that was 6, the skeptic. And the description reads, 6s are preoccupied with security, seek safety, and like to be prepared for problems. This also makes sense to me because – I like to be prepared for problems, but like I don't like feeling safe because when I'm safe, I'm bored.
Mm.
Like I've already said to Luke, like we just signed our lease for an extra year because of the dog, and like that's totally fine. But then after that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be wiggly to get out of here. Like after that, I don't like even thinking about buying a house because I'm like, oh, that feels like so long to be in one place. Or, like even in a job, it feels like, what if I get bored? What if I get bored? What if I get bored? So I love change. Like, I think a lot of people have the issue of change. And like, mm-hmm. I've never been like that. Actually, our friends, we have friends that are a young couple just like around our age who are moving to Chattanooga, Tennessee, like literally for no other reason than like just to do it.
Wow.
And like, that's the coolest thing in the world to me. And like, I really, really want to do that. Like, that is what I like. It's sort of a goal I have. To just move somewhere. And Luke is sort of like, as far as I know, he's on board. He told me that he would really like to explore that. Yeah, like there's nothing worse to me than like only living in either Pennsylvania or New Jersey my whole life. Like it's just – so yes, these make sense to me. Let's see if I had – and everything else, like those were like astronomically low and everything else was somewhere in the between 80 and 90 percentiles. I guess the third lowest was 7, enthusiasts. Have as much fun and adventure – oh, this, yeah, this one says as much fun and adventure as possible and are easily bored, which is
interesting
to me.
Yeah.
I think probably, yeah, and that's 79%. So like middle of the road.
79 is not definitely low. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. But I mean, everything else was like in the 80s. Achiever is pretty high. I mean, I had a high percentage for giver too, but that's because I think I just want to be liked and like I want to be admired and stuff like that. Definitely. I mean, even though I'm challenger, I don't want to be someone who's like seen as like she's a nuisance, like she's a disruptor in the room.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting to talk about this out loud because there was one point you made a few minutes ago. I think Brianna made it where she said like, or one of you said, I don't like to think too deeply about like anything, and I think deeply about like everything,
right?
And I love critiquing. I like love dissecting my own personality. I love talking about like how I feel. I'm just very emotive, and like to Brianna's point, like you were saying, oh, I can just brush things off, and like I carry everything with me, everything from like I don't know, something that happened to me yesterday to like a movie I saw, like everything affects me. And it's sort of like sometimes it can be a burden to bear because it's like I actually am working on trying to be someone who's a little bit less high strung. And I think to Brianna's point about, you know, being with someone who is the opposite of you, Luke helps me do that. Like Luke has made me into such a better person because truly like I'm pretty sure he took it and he got like a peacemaker or probably investigator. But yeah, he's the total opposite of me. And he's always the one who's like, whatever, I don't care. Super indifferent to everything. Just wants to make peace. Just wants to blend in, be like low key, have a low profile.
Yeah, and I guess...
Yeah, I'm like, let's cause a scene!
I guess since both of you talked about your significant others and what they would be, I'm trying to think about what Jennifer would be. I imagine that one of
her strengths
would be...
So we have her results.
Wait, what?
I was going to say, I have it right here.
What?
In my text messages.
You have her results. It sounds like Mari.
Yeah.
Like, we have the results. The tests are in. So let me guess then.
Go ahead.
One of her, at least when I like first met her, I heard all these awesome stories about how she like went to Iceland by herself and Spain by herself, and she is big into adventuring and doing cool things. She shops at REI all the time to get camping supplies and things like that. So I imagine enthusiasts would be up there, just because I'm stuck on like the fun and adventure part and easily bored. And she moved across the country to New Jersey on a whim. So I feel like that would be a strength of hers. And then I think she's also, I feel like achiever would be high for her. So I'm going to go with 7 and 3 are somewhere in her top. And then for weaknesses, I think skeptic and perfectionist. So 6 and 1. So let me see how well I do not know Jennifer.
So I'm not going to lie. I clocked her for a 3 wing 2 when we were on the phone and talking about this, and this sparked the whole conversation. So she took it. She and I have very similar personality types. So her tops were 3, 8, and 2, which were my top 3. I think to the point where we were like a few percentages off. Victoria, if I'm wrong, I know you have I don't know if you have the like actual message itself, but it makes sense. In at least I don't think yours is wrong. Her 7 was high. And what was the other one you said? I'm sorry.
I have the percentages here, actually.
I said 7 and 3. So I got 3, which is
yeah, you did. She had 98% 3, 97% 8, and 89% 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are all high.
Wait, so what was 8? 8 is... Yeah. And I was like,
oh, that's...
this made so much sense to me. And also because I also love Jennifer and I'm just like, you're freaking badass and you're so cool. And duh, because she's a challenger.
I told
Brianna after she took this test, I was like, you're obviously a challenger, because like the one thing that I'll never forget that Jennifer said that like blew my mind, and I'm like, I'm keeping it as my motto now, is she's like, you have to fail up.
Yeah.
And I was like, that blew my mind. Like, that's so cool. She totally challenges the status quo in like finding a way to flip something on its head. Like, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and she definitely stands up for what she believes in. So that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah.
For the 8. And what were her weak or her less matching attributes?
Looks like 9 and 5.
Yeah.
She sent a picture of the wings.
Okay.
Of the low wings. So 9 would be peacemaker. 5 would be investigator.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Which I think makes sense. Similar to me, like, because I think the peacemaker just says, like, goes with the status quo, lets other people set the agenda.
No, she does. She does not. She does not. okay. Awesome. Well, that was very convenient that you had those ready to go. I forgot about that.
I didn't know if you wanted me to call it out. And then Brando was like, we got it.
We have it.
Well,
so yeah, let's wrap it up here. And I think what we'll say is that like when we send this episode out, we'll include the link to, it's free. It takes like 10 minutes to do for the personality test. So if you've listened through this episode and taken it, you might get more out of it, because you can kind of go along with us and compare your results to what we've discussed. And yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Let us know what you guys get. We'll send out like an Instagram poll and you guys can let us know.
All right. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.